Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Howdy.
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 Good morning, Mayor Baisky, Judge Peters, General Ramirez, elected officials, members of the Research Valley Partnership, and distinguished guests. We're honored to have you here today, and welcome to Access Pack with you. Thank you so much, you know, for being our guest today. First, I would like to say that we have a lot planned for you today, and we request that you help us stay on schedule so we can show you as much as possible, and then afterwards, enjoy a nice meal together. We're excited to show all of what we're so proud to represent. For those of you who have not been introduced, at this time, I would like to present two gentlemen whose ownership of both Axis Pipe and Pew and Prolamsa brought this dream to a working reality. Mr. Jose Garza and Mr. Jorge Garza, Chairman and CEO of Prolamsa Group, respectively. Thank you, Jose, and thank you, Jorge, for being here with us today. Good morning. Mr. Jose Garza is the visionary chairman of the Prolamsa Group, a diverse portfolio of enterprises that touch a wide variety of industries. They include markets, segments, including steel fabrication and distribution, energy, agriculture, healthcare, real estate, and construction, as well as other industrial enterprises. Without his multifaceted expertise, we would not have the competitive advantage and strong foundation we're able to utilize today in Axis Pipe and Tube. At this time, I would like to ask Jose to give us a few words. Jose, please.
Thank you very much for being here today with us. I want to thank everyone for coming today, and thank you for being part of the extended Axis family. A few of the faces today, like Judge Peters and Mayor Baisky, as well as other distinguished representatives of the city and county organization, are among the first people we met when we were looking for different potential sites for the plant. It was 2 years ago. We were looking to a site in the southern US, and it was very good to see here, after transforming what was just an undeveloped field into what you can see today. All over the course of these last 2 years, part of me feels like these 2 years flew by, but the other part is a much longer and longer journey. After all, the idea of what we could do here in reality started more than 4 years ago. This team that has been working very hard to build something special here, I hope that all of you can see today and know what you help us make this happen. Thank you for your contribution and for your welcoming here very warmly in Bryan, Texas. At Prolamsa, for decades now, we have seen the business and, as an extension of the family. You have helped us in your own ways in our journey to grow our family here in Bryan. Thank you again for being here today to celebrate this with us. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jose, and thank you for being with us. We know that you have a busy agenda, and thank you for your time today. Mr. Jorge Garza is the CEO of Prolamsa. His engineering and procurement knowledge as well as his business expertise, is the engine that drives the manufacturing processes and assures that we are in the best position to compete in a very aggressive market. His drive, production, process knowledge, and business savvy give us the strength to continue to be the leader in our long-standing commercial markets and to pursue this great enterprise we have started here in Bryan, Texas. Okay, would you please be kind enough to give us a few words?
Well, thanks everyone for being here today. We're very happy to see, this turnout. We're very happy to show you what we have done here. And as always, I say to the judge and the mayor, we feel right at home here and in Bryan, and I think that's very, very important for us. Thank you all for honoring us today by coming out to see our facility. Thank you, Mayor Bainski, Judge Peters, Frank and Todd, as well as all of you who have supported us in this endeavor. We are very proud to show off what we have accomplished and talk about what we still have before us to do. I think you will be impressed. I worked on this from the very inception of the project when only a handful of us were involved, and I'm still impressed when I take a step back and look at the scope of what we have created here in Bryan, Texas, which is state of the art to any measurement. At this time, we are operational, manufacturing a wide variety of products to serve a variety of different markets. When we finish our heat-treated training facilities, we will enter yet another arena. This equipment, originally, we have thought about doing what we call the phase two. We decided to go ahead with that despite of how the market is, and that's where you will see the buildings here in front of the main building. Our diverse capabilities distinguish us from our competition. In fact, there are more than a dozen ways we separate ourselves from our competition, some of which will be obvious to you as you tour the facility shortly, and others that are obvious only to the trained eyes in our particular disciplines. We have provided tours and briefings to a large number of potential customers who have traveled from all over the US to visit this plant in Bryan. And we have generated a great interest in our facility and have as many as 3 client visits per week. Every week, because we are a talk and envy of our industry. And when I say this, I also include our personnel. I was talking to Josh and the mayor yesterday, and I think that has been a key of our current success, and that's where we build our future success. I think that the community and the workforce that we have encountered here has been very, very, very good asset for us. Our equipment, we have best-in-class equipment, plants, and designs that are only as good as the people who manage and administer them. We have great people right here in Bryan, as I was mentioning, and we count on the great people who help us be successful. Thank you for all for that. The future is certainly bright for the finest production facility of its kind in the country. We will be successful, I have no doubt. Thanks again for everything you have done, and we're privileged to have you here with us today. And again, thanks to everyone for being here today, and we're very glad that you came and visited us.
Thank you, Jorge, and thank you for all the time that you have put on in this project. We know you have worked a lot, and we thank you for that. I mean, the ICS team is proud of the ownership team that we have, and we thank you, you know, both of you, Jose, and Jorge, for your efforts, you know, and all your hard work with this project. Brazos County Judge Wayne Peters, you know, was critical in our decision-making process. His leadership and vision for the Texas Triangle Park, along with that of the entire Commissioner's Court, will be a large entry into the storybook of the history of this great endeavor we have embarked upon. Judge Peters, I assure you that we will see a return on your investment. It is not only us, but the entire Texas Triangle Park business venture. Thank you for everything that you have done for us, and we would like to ask you at this time to give some words. You only have 1 hour for this speech.
take an hour. I thought the mayor was going to get to talk first, and then all I'd have to say is ditto, because, you know, the mayor, he does a great job of speaking, and I don't think he forgets anything. He does. But first, I guess I need to recognize the Commissioner's Court. They're all four here. Commissioner Precinct 1, Lloyd Washington. Commissioner Precinct 2, Sammy Catalina. Commissioner Precinct 3, Kenny Mallard. Commissioner Precinct 4, Herman Carr. And then we've got a couple of, I don't know that our civil attorney maybe yet, they had another appointment that they had to go to first, but Bill Ballard and Kendra Suling, they've been involved behind the scenes. Budget Officer Irene Jett has been real involved in the budget side of it. So I want to thank all commissioners and the staff of Bradley County. I would like to say that this is a state-of-the-art facility. We all know that. It's the biggest entity that Bradley County ever had come here. And we certainly appreciate y'all making the decision to come here. We tried to do everything that we could certainly get here. I left my shirt, you know, you pull that when we were negotiating. Jose and Jorge ought to be proud of you. It was a tough negotiation, but we're very happy to have you here. And we know you'll be very successful. And one of the things that I wondered about when y'all were putting the pipe company and then the oil field, you know, was really doing well and all, and I wondered, is that what happens if the oil field kind of dies down? And of course, nobody ever dreamed that it'd be half price of what it was, you know, a couple years ago. But one thing y'all said was, well, we can do structural steel. With this facility, you can make a lot of different kinds of steel, not just pipe. And I'm happy that y'all do have that ability now with the oil field down somewhat. So, again, we're happy to have you in our community, and you are like a family. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge Peters. Yes, indeed, you know, in these very difficult market conditions, and we were able to do some more products, you know, and thanks to Jorge and Jose, which had that idea of designing some escape routes, you know, when market conditions were not good. So thank you very much for your words. You know, Brian, Mayor Jason Bainski is one of the two elected leaders, you know, between cities of Brian and Policy Station that formed the physical base within the center of Act 552 in the Research Valley. Without the mayor and the entire city council's support, we would not have located our enterprise here. Mayor Bainski was an integral part of us making that historic decision. Mayor, would you, you know, give us a word? You only have 3 minutes.
I want to renegotiate with that. They gave you my shirt like at 5 minutes.
You can thank Judge Peters 45 minutes.
Thank you, Baca. Howdy.
Howdy.
I want to welcome everyone to this community appreciation event. My name is Jason Bainski. I'm the proud mayor of Bryan. I'd first like to introduce my beautiful wife, Tasha, who's made it here today with me. Thank you for being here. And my pastor, Monsignor John McCaffrey. Thank you for being here. Monsignor John was with us at the original groundbreaking, and today he'll be here to bless the facilities and the plant and to give the invocation. So, Monsignor, thank you for being here. Paco will have confession after the dedication. You feel guilty about any of those negotiations, now's the time. Is there anyone here from the College Station City Council? I'd like to thank all those from the College Station City Council for attending also. But on behalf of Brazos County, the City of Bryan, the Research Valley Partnership, the Economic Development Foundation, I would like to thank you all for joining us today at this community appreciation event. In particular, I'd like to thank Judge Dwayne Peters and the Brazos County Commissioners. Dylan, ladies, thank you. our Bryan City Council members. Those present today, we have Mayor Pro Tem Art Hughes. Art, thank you for being here. Councilmember Greg Owens, sir, thank you for being here. And Councilmember Rafael Pena, sir, thank you for being here. Did I miss anyone? Anyone sneak in afterwards? I want to thank the full City Council for their support for this endeavor and the Texas Triangle Park. Also would like to thank Chairman Mark Humphreys. Thank you, sir, for being here today with the Research Valley Partnership Board of Directors, Todd McDaniels, you and your staff. Thank you for all you've done for this project and what you do for the City of Bryan and the Research Valley Partnership. The Economic Development Foundation Board of Directors, if you'd raise your hand if you're on the EDF Board of Directors. The EDF Board oversees the Texas Triangle Park, so a very integral part of this decision and this location here. So I want to thank those. The Bryan Business Council, if you're here from the Bryan Business Council, if you please raise your hand. And also, if you're with the RVP, raise your hand so we can see the RVP members. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being here. I want to thank all of you for supporting the vision of the Texas Triangle Park. Most thankfully, we'd like, especially like to thank Prolanza, Axis Pipe, and Two Group. Ms. Arma, who couldn't be with us here today, we thank she is the matriarch of the family, of the Prolanza Group, and without her, none of us would be here today. So we send our best regards to your mother, Jose Jorge. Jose, thank you. Jorge, thank you. Paco, I've got it down here to thank you too, but I think Paco's the part of the City of Bryan staff. I've seen Paco at City Hall more than I've seen some of our employees sometimes. But Jose, you mentioned it's been 2 years. It's been a long 2 years, but so we're glad we're having this event here today. Of course, Jeff, Jeff's here. Thank you, Pamela, and then Steve. I saw Steve here in the back. Where's Steve? Yeah, he's in the back. I call him. Bird Reynolds, so AKA Bird Reynolds. Steve, thank you for being here. And Steve's kind of been behind the scenes, but what you see today is also a part of his masterpiece here. So thank you, sir. Again, I'd like to thank the City of Bryan and BTU staffers that are here today. Can you please raise your hand, those with the City of Bryan and BTU staff. Especially like to thank our City Manager King, Joey, Hugh, Frank, Kevin, Paul, Lindsay, Janice, Jonathan, Joe, Gary, and Mary Lynn, along with all the other support staff of the City of Bryan. The staffs of all of these various organizations that I've mentioned here today are to be commended for your hard work and dedication. We have worked hard as a partnership with Axis Pipe and Tube, knowing how competitive it is in the world of economic development. This company had multiple strong choices to locate their United States Manufacturing Center of Excellence in the southern United States, and they picked Bryan, Brazos County, Texas. We are honored to have them. This is the largest industrial project in the history of Bryan and Brazos County. That's worth a round of applause right here. Today, Ms. Irma and her family, as owners of Prolanza, Axis Pipe and Tube, have delivered every commitment they have made. A few key points I want to bring out today. The company purchased almost 300 acres at Texas Triangle Park, and I have to mention this, Paco, at above market value. So for the taxpayers that are listening, we didn't give the land away, Judge. I'll say that one more time. We didn't give the land away, Judge. It's always important. The company helped Brazos County secure a grant for Mickelin Road through the state of Texas, so we're very appreciative of that. Also, they have made over a $200 million investment here at Texas Triangle Park. This facility is a state-of-the-art, advanced manufacturing facility providing job opportunities for all education levels and skills. Their employees today represent the diversity of our community, and I'm sure you'll see that throughout the facility. Finally, as you will see and hear more on the tour, they have moved forward with phase two of their facilities. We're very excited about that. That's worth a round of applause right there. Thank you. Truly, you have gone above and beyond here with the City of Bryan and Brazos County with our community here. And I know everyone's mentioned it. We are family. Jose, Jorge, Paco, even you, Paco. I'm considering you part of my family. There's, I'll say this. For us to do business and for us to be here today, We became friends first. It's not often that we do that in business. Not often we do that in the city of Bryan with some of the businesses we work with. But we did become friends first and then did business next for the benefits of both the city of Bryan, Brazos County, and the Pulaansa Access Pipe and Tube Group. So on behalf of all the citizens of Bryan, Brazos County, and our communities, we thank you for your investment in our community, and especially thank you, gentlemen, for your friendship. And we look forward to many great things to come. I'm looking forward for everyone to see the tour of the facilities. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, Mayor Baeske, for your kind words. I mean, you know that you play a key role. You know, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you and from Judge Peters. Thank you very much to both of you. As all are aware, these are surely challenging times in the energy place. That being said, we're built for the long haul. We're optimistic in the return of the energy market that we have in diverse portfolio with many avenues for success to see us through. Innovation, quality, and service are the hallmarks of our mission here at Access Pipe and Tube, while teamwork, passion, and integrity are our core values. You will see for yourselves today a best-in-class facility built to compete with all comers. That is a bold statement that many in our industry cannot say, but at Access, we can. We will not only endure it, but we will shine brightly as a leader in our industry. I thank you all for your support and commitment. We say that without quality, there is no value. You are quality neighbors, and I want to assure that you were also a quality neighbor, so you would know you place your faith in us wisely when you welcome us to Bryan. You're going to see today the cleanest, greenest pipe and tube manufacturer. We take our responsibilities and our environmental stewardship very seriously and demonstrate this by utilizing the cleanest available welding and cutoff methods with low to no emissions or pollution levels and the best designation a manufacturer can receive regarding waste generation. Conservation technologies are utilized in our lights and climate controls. It guides our processes and even affects our operating hours. Our stormwater runoff is sampled and evaluated for cleanliness every quarter, and we're continuously working to improve our systems to reduce our environmental footprint. Technology and systems are designed to provide a safe work environment where employees return home the way they show up every day. Safety in Access is not an option, it's an obligation. That's our first mandate. Start up operations and large numbers of new hires in the workplace typically yield higher than average injury rates. We're a plant operated by many local residents who are continuously being trained, learning the manufacturing process, and we're continuously working to eliminate any potential risk to our personnel. Technology also plays a role in literally everything that we do. We strive to be the best in class of the pipe industry in regards to real-time information. We have a sophisticated system built of many layers communicating in tandem to not only control process, but to provide us and our customers with information at every step of the process. In this business, data and information is one of the biggest ways to mitigate risk. And we have more traceability than anyone in our peer group. Imagine placing an order for pipe and being informed of where your pipe is in the manufacturing process, at what pressures it was tested, and on what day, real time, was produced. And then to have the chemistry of the steel all available in your iPhone or personal electronic device. Access is bringing this reality to customers for the first time in our industry. We have begun to work within the community to be a good neighbor as well. I enjoy sponsorship of this Hispanic Forum Gala presently. They are doing an extraordinary work. We assisted the Brazos Valley community and business leaders partnership develop a teacher externship program by hosting two local teachers for the externships this summer. Our HR director recently went to their classrooms to talk to the students regarding the skills necessary to be successful in manufacturing. We were even named the employer of the year. we do believe in supporting the community that support us with such great people. As we grow, we plan to and will have even greater community involvement and engagement. When you tour the plant today, remember that we're proud of the world-class facility we have put into operation here in Bryan. But we are also proud of all the people who help us achieve our dreams every day here at Axis. We invested thousands of hours of training in them already. Our employees are world-class, and so this community. We take our commitments again very seriously. Jose recently said that we understand our decisions and labors affect not only the direct personnel that we have, but the lives of at least five times the number in indirect labor. In addition to our employees and their families, we're thankful to the hundreds of people right here in Bryan who help us every day, even though they do not work directly for Axis. For the loan services, consumables, part suppliers, the logistics providers, and many other services in between, you'll have and continue to be playing an important part too. Thank you for joining us today. At this time, and before I finish, I would like to take a brief moment to introduce the management team of Axis Pipe and Tube. Their expertise and drive is an integral part in positioning this company for continuing growth and development. Please stand, and your name is called. Jeff McMillan, Human Resources Director. Brad Gilmore, Supply Chain. Greg Wilk, Heat Treatment and Trading Operations Director. Steve Kyle, Commercial Director. Matt Geiger, Meal Operations Director. Steve Manchester, Project Director. Gary Macy, Controller. Gary. And Carlos Munoz, IT Director. Thank you to the Brazos County, the City of Bryan, you know, the Research Battleship for your assistance and for your help in this project. Now we would like to present a short video, and then Jeff McMillan will brief us on safety and the logistics of our tour today. Please plan to stick around and break bread with us after the tour. Thank you very much to all.